Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week I want to talk with you about the subject of the surrendered life. In Luke chapter 9, we find the compelling words of Jesus in verse 23 and 24. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. The Amplified Bible reads this way, and he said to all, if any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget, lose sight of himself and his own interests, refuse and give up himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me, cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. These words are strong words, and they are the words of Jesus himself, giving some very strict guidelines to the person who would make the decision to follow after Christ. Today we can observe many church-going people who have an intellectual assent to the premise found in Scripture upon which people base their faith in Christ, that he is a loving God, that he gave his own son, Jesus, to die for the sins of the whole world, and that he took those sins upon himself on that cross, taking our punishment, and then rising again from the dead, breaking the power of sin and death over mankind for those who would accept the gift of his salvation. And yet, it is oftentimes hard to observe a truly surrendered life, one who follows after God to the point where self-denial is evident in their daily life. Jesus' words, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, seem to have gone by the wayside in so many Christian lives. The Amplified translation that says, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget, lose sight of himself and his own interests, refuse and give up himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me, gives us a very clear portrait of what the Lord is speaking about. We live in a day when self-fulfillment is the major goal of many people in North America. Personal self-gratification seems to be what is pursued with great vigor. And yet, the Word of God calls us to a lifestyle that doesn't look anything like the worldly lifestyle that we see portrayed all around us. Jesus called us to a life where we lay down willingly, surrender willingly our own pursuit of self, where we lay down our self-interests, our selfish ambitions, where we lay down our gratification of self for a higher life in Jesus. Dr. Wesley Duell, author of the book A Blaze for God, talked about this absolute surrender in a most graphic way. He said, think of your life as a checkbook. Absolute surrender is to fill all the blank checks by signing in advance your own name, making them out to the Holy Spirit, and permitting him to fill the blanks as he sees best throughout your tomorrows. I like that. To surrender completely is to give God the blank checkbook that you signed in advance, allowing him to fill in the dates and the places and the amount of how your life will be spent for God. That is a very opposite worldview of what we see pursued in Western culture today. Today we see make your own way, be the captain of your own destiny, write your own ticket, make your success by pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, do whatever it takes to see self glorified and deified, because self is what you're pursuing, self-fulfillment, self-realization. And yet it's the opposite of the truly Christ-like nature that God desires to see in every single believer. Are you willing to abandon your own plans, your own ambitions, and your own will if God reveals to you that your direction that you are moving towards is not in alignment with His will? That's what this surrender and self-denial is about. Self-denial, as Jesus taught it here in Luke, is surrendering to God the right to choose your own ways in life. It's laying all your rights on the altar. What kind of rights do people pursue? Very simply, things like, I have the right to live where I want to live. I have the right to choose my own career. I have the right to work where I want to work. I have the right to get married. I have the right to marry whom I will choose. I have the right to spend my money the way I want. All of those self-rights, God asks us to willingly surrender or lay on the altar to Him so that He may give to us a higher life. Watchman Nee, who is a very devout Christian man in China and who served the Lord faithfully from his time of his conversion in 1920 until he died in prison for his faith in 1972, talked about the consecration or total dedication of a person's life to God and how it wasn't us doing a favor for God. He said this: those who consider that they are doing God a favor by forsaking all are but outsiders. They are not consecrated at all. We must realize that our service to God is not a favor or a courtesy to God. It is not a matter of offering ourselves to God's work, but a matter of God being gracious to us and giving us a portion of His work. God desires to give you a portion of His work in the earth. He wants to use you in great ways in the earth. But to ever become that person that God can use in great ways to impact this generation for Christ, to have an eternal difference in this earth, will be a person who has learned to follow the Lord in such a way that he or she denies himself, takes up his cross, and that cross is denying self, putting self down and exalting God and God's will and God's choices every single day. We struggle because we live in a fleshly body, and yet inside we have this eternal, dynamic, spiritual life inside of us, and yet we're still constrained because we live in the flesh. And so our cross that we bear every day is that we have to continually put the flesh down to walk in the Spirit of God. When we die and we see Christ face to face, we will be relieved completely of that fleshly prison that we've had to deal with all of our days. And yet we are still called, though we live in a fleshly body and interact in a fleshly world, to walk after the ways of God. And He gives us the grace and the power by the power of His Holy Spirit, but only as we yield to Him and only as we surrender our self-rights. Those are the rights that the flesh wants to take hold of every single day. Lauren Cunningham, who was the founder of Youth with a Mission, a fantastic ministry that has sent young people worldwide to preach the gospel on short-term and long-term missions assignments, talked about the day that he surrendered his right to be married. He was a minister ordained minister and then traveling as a missionary evangelist to many countries, and he longed for a companion and prayed often about it and said that he jokingly was always on the search. And yet the day came when the Lord dealt with him about surrendering his right to be married. And he said this, "I responded by placing my right to be married on the altar." That was a phrase I had learned from my parents. Putting something on the altar was another way of saying, "I give up my rights." I told God, "Okay, I'm willing to never get married if it is your will." And that is God's way for every single believer, to live a life of surrender that he might live a higher life through you than the lower life that you surrender to him on a daily basis. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.